Welcome to Coffee with the Sarlows. We are your hosts of the show, Karen and Kelly Sarlo. Whether you're struggling with grief or you just need answers, we connect you with spirit to find relief, clarity, and direction in life. We can help you move forward.
Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning. Are you ready? Every morning, Karen sits down and says, I'm all ready to start. And I think, well, yeah, we flipped on the fucking recording devices. I would hope so. So just some light mockery this morning.
Great way to start this.
Yes. And for anyone who doesn't know, anytime, and I mean anytime, I slightly mock Karen, karma comes back to me in like just seconds. So I'm sitting very still. I don't know how karma's going to get me through this show, but I'm sure you'll all be here for the laugh when it happens.
Okay, so I have a client. It's a gentleman, and we are over Zoom together, and the name I'm going to make up for him is Cillian. And at the beginning of the session, he says to me, Karen, he says, I would like to know anything you can tell me from my spirit guides and from my partner's spirit guides about our relationship. I'm really struggling in it. And someone suggested that I call and ask you about it because you would be impartial. You would be able to say what my soul wants me to know about it, apparently, he said, and her soul, and that you do something about reading the contracts. And I thought if I had access to actually understanding what the contract was between the two of us, that I could approach it from a different perspective of just what I want.
I love the openness.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I also really love, too, that he didn't just say my own spirit guides, but is being inclusive of his partners as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he said, I'm just going to record it. And he says, could you go ahead? He says, I'm here to listen. I'm going to write some notes. And he goes, it's pretty open. He says, I've booked a half hour and I just want to hear everything that you can tell me. And I'm coming with the attitude that I'm supposed to sit my ass down and listen because you're probably going to say shit about her that I'm not paying attention to. And you're probably going to say shit about me. And he says, and I have to be able to sit here and listen to my own stuff that I don't want to see. Because it can't be that she's the only one making mistakes. It's got to be that I'm doing something too. And I said, okay. I said, I would love to do this for you. So I'm going to channel. And I said, I'll try and say certain things to you like, your guides are telling me, her guides are telling me, this is about her, this is about you, the contract says, and he goes, oh, that'd be fantastic. He goes, so I'll make those like, actually like, I'll write that down in my notes. So I started and I said to the spirit guides, what do you guys want to do? And his guides came in and said, well, we're going to make it super easy, even though you've told him all of that. And we're going to say that we've already had our meeting on the other side and that we know what he wants. We know why he came here. We know his intentions. We know her intentions in relationships. So we're just sort of going to put it all together. And I'm going to speak and I'm going to show you videos of her behavior, his behavior.
So meaning that the guides are in agreement with what messages are being given. Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't matter who it's coming from.
Exactly. And I'm going to speak on everybody's behalf, but you did say that you have access to all of these guides and records, and you do. But I'm going to make it easier on you, Karen, and I'm actually the one that's organized, like, on the other side, and I'm the spokesperson for the group, so here you go. So I said, okay, run the show. What do I do? And he said, well, you're going to look at a video, and we're going to talk to you about the very beginning of the relationship, and we're going to go to her behavior first. So in her behavior, she approached this relationship in that she wanted a man, she wanted children, she wants a house, she wants kids, she wants
the milestones.
Yes. And she thinks that she needs all of these things in order to be happy. and that being single, when people say they are single and they say they love their life, she 100% believes they're lying. She believes that they are telling themselves a story because they are losers, because they can't get what they want. And she believes that everybody wants a partner. She believes that everybody wants kids. Why wouldn't you? That these are the things that you should have in your life, because eventually when you're old, these kids are going to take care of you. Like she's got,
ooh,
yeah, like she's got certain beliefs. And she feels that single people, when they say they are happy, are totally lying, or they're trying to convince themselves. She mm-hmm. feels pity. She feels like, oh, honey, you don't really believe that. You're telling yourself that because you can't get what you want. And you actually suck at the law of attraction. So she feels like she really has to get all these things that she wants, or she sucks at the law of attraction. And what is wrong with her? And what is faulty within her? Because her spirit guides, her team on the other side, aren't giving her what she wants. So she feels that it's a failure.
Oh. Okay, that's a lot to unpack, because that's also a belief that my spirit guides, I'm not sure what the exact definition is, but are also withholders.
Yes.
So not only do I suck at the law of attraction,
yeah,
but my spirit guides withhold from me. Like what an abusive relationship to believe that you're in,
mm-hmm.
and everything's a fight. And so how do you believe that the universe is on your side if they're going to withhold from you if you don't do things perfectly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that gives me an idea of how she was parented.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm going to say parented too, Kelly, by society.
Yeah, of course.
Like I'm going to say by the books that she's been reading and the shows and the friends and how they're talking about that they manifested the job they wanted mm-hmm. and that they manifested the guy they wanted and the hot tub they wanted. And now they're manifesting a vacation that they want. Like, and that this, like a lot of the language is around what we're going to say she refers to as spiritual talk
mm-hmm.
and that the spiritual speak.
Yeah, is we'll call it spiritual abuse.
Is yeah, and I'm going to call it spiritual speak, meaning that the friends. I know we're meaning the same thing.
Yeah,
that the language is if I'm getting what I want, I say things like I'm manifesting it. You know, my partner and I manifested this vacation. We're working on manifesting a bigger house. You know, for the kids, we're looking at manifesting two cars now.
Yet again, is just such a privileged position to be in.
Yeah.
And I think so many people in developed countries have this belief system and forget about the non-developed countries who don't yes. have the luxury to believe in manifestation.
Yeah.
Right? Because they literally are doing the grind.
Yes.
That they just don't have access to the resources that we have access to, but we call it being spiritual. We call it being good manifestors. And it's like, that's not how the world or the universe or spirit or energy works.
Yeah. So this is how this woman has approached this relationship. So the guides have taken some time to show this. And I said this to him and he goes, that's very true. I can totally affirm for you that this is how she speaks. And she says that she's spiritual and that she's talking about her spiritual friends. And they also talk about certain spiritual friends that are not very good at manifesting and that they have blocks and that they need to go for Reiki treatments for blocks. And they tell their friends, oh, you must be doing something to block what you want. That's something within you. That's this chakra. That's this color. You need this gemstone. And he said, I can totally confirm for you because I've listened to tons of these conversations. He says, so I'm not saying I believe in all of it. He says, but she gets angry with me if I'm not part of one of the guys that's buying his girlfriend these
the manifested things.
the manifested things, which then means that if I don't agree to buying her the clothing that she wants or booking the holiday that she wants.
Oh, who's at fault there? Who didn't manifest well enough?
She's trying to be very careful about her wording because she doesn't want to say that he's the block.
Well, no, of course not, because then she manifested a bad relationship. Ooh, that's a doozy.
So she's in a conundrum because he will flat out say, well, no, we don't have the money for that. And then she gets angry. Well, we can put that on Visa and we can pay that off. We both have jobs. And he's like, yeah, that's not how things go. We're going to save money. And then when we have the money, because we've earned it, then we're going to buy it. But that doesn't mean the universe manifested it for us.
Or withheld it.
Or withheld it. So he's trying to say things to her like, no, this isn't the universe manifesting the holiday, this, the baby. We're not doing that. We're going to be logical. And so he's very much, no, I'm going to be in the logic about this. And I'm okay to say we've got goals. I'm okay to say that these are the goals. But then she turns it into, I have to manifest this. And if a friend in the group is manifesting faster, so now her partner has agreed to the vacation and they're going this winter.
Whether it's on Visa or not.
Yes. Yes. Then she comes back and ups the ante of, we really need to do this. And they're going to where we wanted to go, or pretty close, so why don't we go with them? It'll be so much fun. So there's lots of this struggle to keep up to the manifestation stuff.
I think it was referred to as the Joneses.
And he is sitting in his, no, I'm saying no, and I have boundaries around this. Yeah. I want to savor these things, and I don't have the same manifestation goals as you. I'm looking to get this mortgage paid.
You just said something really cool. Can we stop for a second?
Yeah.
I want to savor these things. He's not saying, no, I don't want these things. Yeah. He's not saying, no, you can't have these things. He's coming at it from a place of, I want to, there's an intrinsic reward is what I hear. I want to earn these things, honestly. And then when we have them, I know that we've worked hard for them. They're going to mean more to me. I'm going to fully enjoy them. They're not just a dime a dozen, and they become part of our lifestyle.
Yes.
Which is what a vacation was supposed to be.
Yes. And he says to me, he says, and I, when I tell him this, he says, and I'm angry with her when I've worked damn hard to get us a vacation. And she turns around and tells the group that she's manifested that vacation. And he goes, hello.
Yeah, through an 80-hour work week that my husband put in.
Yeah. And he goes, what the hell is that about? No. Like, I'm the one that worked and got the bonus. So, because I worked the extra weekends for this.
Yeah. Now, I want to point out for people, because like I labeled, you're calling it spiritual speak, which is fine. And I'm calling it spiritual abuse, which I know you agree with. Mm-hmm. I'm labeling it that harshly because the belief itself, as you just illustrated, undermines the human experience.
That's right. Yeah. So in this conversation, the guides are explaining to him what she's doing and what he thinks and how he's trying to move through the relationship.
So validation.
Yes. And so he sits there and he goes, I can't tell you how much I needed this. He goes, like,
you don't have to.
You're just putting it out there for me. And you're just saying that this, my spirit guides are telling me that I'm fucking logical, that I want processes to things. And he goes, that I value those things. He goes, and I do want to give this to my partner and I, but I am resentful as all get out when she turns around and throws all my effort under the bus and then turns to her friends and says that she's manifesting, that she's attracting. And he says it drives me crazy. And then she turns around when I say something to her and I say, well, wait a second. How about the 20 weekends I put in to get this as a bonus, you know, with my company in order for us to have the money to buy the tickets for this. And she shits all over him that he's not spiritual and that he is a lower level than he is.
She. Pardon me? He is a lower level
than she is. He is a lower level than she is.
Yeah. This is gross.
And that she is spiritual and that her and her stones and all of these things that she's talking about manifesting and abundance and attraction and the books that she's read and the courses that she's taking because she's going to courses. And he goes, oh my God, are you going to talk about the damn courses? And I said, well, the guides are saying that she's been to Sedona. She's going to take courses on how to manifest. And he goes, yeah. And I keep saying, sure, you go to Sedona to manifest. So you spend money telling me that you're learning how to manifest when I'm actually putting in the 20 weekends. And now you're saying that you don't have enough money to go and pay half towards something that we're supposed to be manifesting because you spent it on your money going to Sedona. But if I dare point that out, we are in a flat out massive fight. Yeah. And I said, yes. And that's the next point, how she fights. And I said, so she throws spiritual jargon at you to shut down the conversation because then you don't know what the words mean. He goes, exactly. And then he says, when I went to look up what the words meant so that I could have a conversation, she accused me of being a narcissist.
Okay, keep going.
Because then she said that her girlfriends told her, well, now you've got a narcissistic partner because he went out and learned your vocabulary to use it against you. You be careful of him.
I have so many things to say.
Mm-hmm. So I want to finish.
Yeah.
So then the guide said to him that he actually is getting an education about terms and words, but there he's getting his education not just because he's actually going and finding it in books, podcast shows, YouTube, TikTok. He's got friends that are saying, oh, whoa, whoa, we're going to talk to you about what she's doing and we're going to educate you. So he's got a wonderful group of friends that are saying, this is confuckery. This is her gaslighting you and calling you the narcissist. Mm-hmm. So he's got some stellar friends that are putting some beautiful educational videos his way to say what she's doing. And he said to me, Cillian says to me, oh my God, if it weren't for my friends, I don't know what I would do. This is very true. They are helping me. And they're helping me stay in my logic. But she says that I'm all just wanting to be logical and I have no spirituality. Because she's saying that I don't feel my feelings. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, the guides are saying that you do feel your feelings and that you actually say your feelings to her. She just doesn't like your feelings. And because she doesn't like the feelings, then she's saying those aren't valid feelings.
That would be a massive red flag.
Yeah.
I had to say this to a 5.5-year-old last week. We don't tell people how they feel. People tell us how they feel.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, especially about that you're doing this with a 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. So the guides say to him, you are learning the right material. You are getting the right vocabulary to identify what she's doing. You have healthy friends that are seeing her behavior for what it is. And her spirit guides and his spirit guides are confirming that she's gaslighting him.
Yeah.
So he sat there and said to me, well, he said, I think this is why some of my friends said to call you. He said, because they said, just sit down and listen and what you're going to get is the truth. And if you are being the ass, she's going to tell you.
Cool. That's
and great. If you are the one gaslighting her, Karen's going to say it to your face.
What a good reputation.
Thank you.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The spiritual abuse, like it takes the person who buys into the idea of this manifestation stuff and it puts them at the center of the universe, right?
Yeah.
Really and truly. And so I just kind of imagine this person like, you know, being elevated into the sky with a whole bunch of like auras around them where everything revolves around them, because that's what this idea of manifestation is really about. It puts you at the center of things, which, as we know, is narcissism, mm-hmm. right? Where you can't afford, ironically, because we're talking a lot about affording things, mm-hmm. you can't afford to believe in logic because you need to believe that you are at the center of everything. And anyone who gets in the way of that, anyone who brings actual logic to it, threatens your idea that you are at the center of everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so you end up having to gaslight them. You end up accusing them of the very thing that you are doing, which is narcissistic behavior, mm-hmm. right? And so these people on the outside, like Cillian, who wants to understand, wants to create connection, wants to engage, right, to come mm-hmm. to a resolution, walks away from the conversation to educate themselves so that they can understand, wants to learn the language so that they can do the connecting, right? So he's going through healthy processes to try and go, okay, I'm going to take in what they're saying and try to assess, am I a problem? Do I need to assess my own behavior? Which are healthy questions to ask yourself. And then come back to the relationship with an attempt to connect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Narcissists, they learn language to weaponize. They learn language to get what they want, not to come to a place of understanding and connection. They're just, I'm going to learn your language so I can dig my heels in harder, longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're hearing she's accusing him of the very thing she's doing.
Yes.
It's sad. It's also scary.
Mm-hmm.
Really scary behavior, because as Cillian now understands, like, you can marry and have children with these individuals and be really tangled and enmeshed in a life that is hard to walk away from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah. I would imagine that as much as he was relieved to hear that he is the healthy one,
mm-hmm.
It's also terrifying, because it's like, okay, what now?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if that person really truly is that, I'm not going to use the word sick, but that really is that unwell
mm-hmm.
and unable to come outside of the reality that they're living in.
Okay. So I'm gonna jump in at this point. Thank you very much for explaining all of this in a very emotionally regulated way.
Oh, thanks.
Where you made it a conversation people could stick around to listen to. If you had gotten all worked up about that and got dysregulated yourself, we could have lost some listeners because of a dysregulation.
You're right. And I'm also learning, because I'm working on my anger, okay, which I'll explain later. Sometimes getting worked up also works to validate people.
Yes.
And it teaches them that their feelings and their reactions are appropriate and proportionate, right? Because mm-hmm. many people, like Cillian, for example, who might be wildly frustrated, wildly angry, upset, scared, all of the uncomfortable feelings in the emotional wheel, might be feeling ashamed of their feelings, might be listening to this as an audience member and being like, holding their breath because they don't know who's right and who's wrong, but they know that they're really feeling what Cillian feels. And then they hear, I'll say my anger, because I always play the role of the listener, and they're like, oh, it's okay for me to feel these things. Oh my God, it's okay for me to have gone through this process of rage and frustration and being afraid.
So then, thank you for saying that. So let's go back to the session right now where the spirit guides say to Cillian, you are having a healthy emotional response to her behavior in the relationship. Your anger, your hurt, your pain, your frustration, your confusion is healthy. The feelings you've been feeling, trying to figure out what she's doing to get there, are all healthy feelings.
Okay, can we pause?
Yes.
I just want to point out that you said that they are healthy emotional responses, and there is a difference between an emotional experience and a behavioral experience. Because had Cillian been dysregulated and acted out because of those feelings, that is not a healthy response.
Right.
It's totally fine and appropriate to have this emotional reaction to the experience of his wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emotions aren't bad. Emotions aren't something that
That's
need
right.
to be fixed. They are indicative of health or a lack of health.
Yeah. So they confirm for him that the feelings that he's been feeling are healthy. And he paused and said to me, man, oh man, thank you. He says, but he says, I got to hand it to my friends. They've been telling me I'd be mad too. I'd be this too. Your response is healthy. Don't shove it down. She's trying to tell you that your emotions are not healthy because she doesn't want what's going to happen if you actually access that emotion and set the right boundary.
Yep.
So she's coming at Cillian saying his emotions and his responses are not healthy.
Okay, so this is called control.
Yes. And so the spirit guides say she is doing this to you in an attempt to manipulate and control you and keep you in the relationship. And so that you deaden all of these feelings over time, and she just gets to continue doing what she's doing with less and less resistance to it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, wow. He said, my friends have been saying this to me over and over again. He said, oh my God, I got to go and thank my friends when this session is over, Karen.
And congratulate them for all their work. I am really excited for you to get to the contract part.
Oh,
is it coming?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Then the spirit guide said, okay, look at, we want to talk about your partner's emotions and what she's doing. So he goes, okay, can you describe it, Karen? And I said, well, I think so. I said, they're saying things like that she goes cold. And he goes, he has such a response to me. He goes, oh my God. He goes, I get this so often. And I said, she stops talking to you. If she feels that you're not going to give her what she wants, the manifestation stuff, whatever it is that she's working on, if you aren't going to comply, then her biggest go-to is to freeze you out.
Which makes sense if that's what she believes her spirit guides are doing when she's trying to manifest, right? Like she's now playing the role of the withholding spirit guide.
Oh, Kelly, I didn't even see that.
Well, yeah, that would be a very logical next step for her.
Yes.
Because that's what she believes she's experiencing.
Yeah. So when she doesn't get what she wants in the relationship on any level ever, her go-to is to stop talking to him. And it could be for 15 minutes. It could be for the morning. It could be for a week. It could be for a month. She, like, there are freaking long periods of time where she absolutely pretends that she's just totally living all on her own. And he said to me, could you go into that a little bit further, please? And I said to the guides, what's he looking for? What just happened? And her spirit guides came in and said, oh, he wants to know if that's when she's flirty with other guys, if she's looking for another partner. And I said, oh my God, seriously? And I said to the guides, what's the answer? And they said, 100% she is.
Oh, Mr. Mick. Okay.
100%. Because deeply within her, she feels like I got to get my needs met. And so if I'm freezing him out, he's not meeting my sexual needs. He's not meeting giving me attention. We're not working on my manifestation
Wait,
goals.
I'm freezing him out, but he's not giving me attention. This is how warped the thinking is.
That's right.
That sucks. And you know what? Like, what's not being said too is like, oh, so is she manifesting an affair? Because I bet you she wouldn't call it that. I bet you should call it a manifesting a partner because I'm more spiritually evolved than this man.
Yes.
But let's not call it what it is, that I'm willing to cheat Yes. And I'm willing to stay in a, let's be honest, loveless marriage,
yep,
create an affair situation, but still call it the universe providing for me.
Yes.
Like, how unfair. Again, putting yourself at the center of the universe, that the universe would want me to have an affair to get what I believe I deserve.
That's right.
And just justifiably hurt this Cillian character of her story, because she is the protagonist, yes?
Yes.
Like, that just, that's the sense that she's making.
That's correct. 100% correct, Kelly.
This is... Go on. No.
So her spirit guide said this is how she's validating it and how she's seeing it through her lens.
Yeah.
And because she's going and taking courses, and I'm not saying the courses are teaching her that specific stuff.
Yeah.
I'm saying they're doing a good job of enabling what she wants to believe about the universal law of abundance, mm-hmm, the universal law of attraction, gone wild. Gone narcissistic.
Yeah.
However we want to call that, but feeding narcissistic people and then giving them the language that suits.
Just to keep elevating themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To keep elevating. And as you said, to keep making them the center of the universe.
Yeah.
You said that really, really beautifully, by the way.
Thanks. Because I really feel like the karma that has unfolded from me mocking you at the beginning is my lack of grammatical correctness through this show. If anyone's caught it, I've stumbled a lot. And it hurts my soul.
Okay.
Go to the contract.
So then the guides say... That I said, Cillian, I said, the last thing I need to do is read the contract to you. And he goes, yes, ma'am. Yes, please. Like, just simple.
Yeah.
And I said, so when I look at the contract, the and read this for you, the contract is for you to trust your own logic, to trust your own intuition, to trust your own emotions, and not allow a person to cross your boundaries and say what it is you think and what it is you feel and what is logical. So, and be able to understand what codependence is versus an interdependent relationship. And he went, oh, I've got a couple of friends that have thrown that word around. You keep going, Karen. And I said, but also to help you to understand attachment styles so that you can understand your wife's attachment style and what she's doing. And he goes, do you know the attachment style? And I said, I'm not a therapist. I'd prefer not to say your wife's attachment style is this and yours is that. I said, I would prefer for you to go to therapy to actually have that done properly for you. I said, I know the spirit guides will be able to share information and that I can say, here are all the symptoms. And you might sit there and go, thank you. That's definitely a fearful avoidant, or that's definitely a dismissive avoidant,
yeah,
or she's a combination with anxious preoccupied. And I said, but it would require that I talk to you longer because I probably have only described one aspect of her personality when I said she does these behaviors, because there would be other behaviors when you're manifesting or when you're giving her what she wants. There would be a different aspect of her. She could become anxiously attached at that time. And he goes, well, he says, I think you've done an excellent job. He says, because I believe that it's a combination because she flip-flops. Depending on if I'm in compliance with everything and she's happy versus whether I stand my ground. So you're saying that the contract is that I'm supposed to be able to be me and know that I'm being healthy, and that the contract with her is to be able to see her for who she is and not to keep hoping that she's going to improve and get better and change and be who I want her to be, which she shows me in tiny little glimpses that I'm now starting to see are getting farther and farther apart. And he said, and that I'm sicker and sicker and sicker of waiting for. He says, my patience is running out. So he says, I think I'm getting the validation. He said that it's in the contract for me to see this and get out of this relationship. And he says, and I'm ready to. He says, so I'm so grateful because you're telling me that how I'm learning and what I'm getting sick of is and what I'm tired of is what I'm supposed to be sick and tired of so that I actually get out of this relationship. And he says, as much as we've created some things together that I love, that I want in my life, I need to be able to do that on my own now. He says, I gotta do this on my own.
Yeah, I want everyone to, who's still tuned in, to understand that nobody's contract, nobody's, is going to be the opposite of what you heard. And maybe that's too much of a double negative. Everyone's contract has some form of knowing what you think, knowing what you feel, trusting your own intuition, trusting what you know and feel, right? Like, yeah. That's for all of us to figure out in this lifetime. And though the guides didn't say it's written into your contract that you should be getting a divorce, there's free will, right? So yeah. when you do the work to know what you think, feel, need, and trust within your own gut, you get to decide what you want to do with that, right? And in any of our relationships, partnerships, friendships, whatever it might be, you have the free will to choose to double down and work harder together, right? Or to recognize in this relationship, oh, I'm working, but you're not. So therefore, I don't think I'd like to stay.
Yeah.
No contract says this is going to be an unhealthy relationship and you're meant to stay forever.
That's right.
You're meant to suffer. No guide would do that to you.
Yeah, that's correct. And Cillian did ask, he said, is it in the contract that she's supposed to have an affair? I want to know if she's having an affair.
That's a neat question. Is it in the contract that she's meant to have an affair?
That's right.
What was the answer?
What was the answer?
Yeah.
The answer was that it was in the contract for her to have an affair. It was in the contract for him to do the leaving. She wouldn't do the leaving when she had the affair. That he would find out about it first and that he was the one to do the leaving. And he goes, okay. He goes, I'm good to hear this. He says, I do want to do the leaving. I want a healthier partner than this.
And he doesn't have to wait for the affair to do the leaving.
That's correct. And part of the contract was that was read to him was that he is supposed to be learning that the relationship with her is always kept on very surface levels of intimacy and connection, and that he's working hard to create deeper levels of connection to a partner that he wants, that he sees all his friends having in their relationships, not her friends, his friends. And so he wants what he's seeing here that are real, serious, authentic connection of love to somebody. His heart is in that direction and hers isn't. She wants this manifesting. She wants this other type of keep relationships on a surface level and doesn't want deeper levels of connection and intimacy. And he said to me, you nailed it right there.
Yeah. And that's what life is like when you've got that spiritual abuse, that spiritual narcissism,
yeah,
where you're at the center of things. Things can't go to a deep, meaningful connection in any direction, whether it's to people, whether it's to the universe that you say you believe in,
yeah,
right? You can't create meaningful connections with that kind of belief system.
Yeah. And then he says to me, oh, but Karen, sometimes like when it's good, it's so good. He goes, what about that in the contract? And the spirit guide said, oh, you mean when she gets what she wants? You mean when you've given her three or four things that she wants in a row and he go where she starts to feel secure because she's in control of what she's getting and your thoughts and your behaviors? Do you mean when she's happy that she's destroying a true connection to you for surface connections? And he looked at me and he went, oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Well, that's good.
He goes, oh, my God. He goes, this is what I came to hear right there.
Yeah, it's to hear what it actually is.
Yes. He goes, Karen, I think I just got my $75 worth right there. He goes, and I'm making fun. He goes, of course, I need it the whole time and yeah, all of the messages. And he says, but I think what you just said was that it always has to be a certain picture, a certain look. And I said, yes, all based on her criteria, not yours.
And I think if I can speak on his behalf, if that's okay, when he says that was the $75 worth right there, to me that means that exact statement or that exact perspective is the moment that I can't look back with a what if perspective.
Yeah.
Right? It's like knowing that, you can't unknow it and it changes everything. You can't go back.
Exactly. Because then she's also saying to him, look, dude, you know what it's going to take in this relationship to keep me happy and here.
This will be the sacrifice that you will have to forever make.
That's right.
And it kind of like an Ursula situation. You will have to surrender your voice.
Yes.
And everything that you truly are.
Yes. In order to be here with me. So the contract is for him to understand that this is the level of a relationship she is holding a man to. Cillian has to say, I'll be that man for you. Or
shell. I'll be that shell for you.
Yes. Or I want a connection to a woman because I want to love them and be loved by them, be seen by them, be heard by them. I want to be me. And she is saying, no fucking thank you.
Yeah.
No.
Oof.
So he, at the end of the session, says to me, wow, he says, I got to say something to you. I knew it all.
Beautiful.
He goes, I got to say that I knew this deep down.
Honestly, like, tell me on a scale from 1 to 10 or percentage wise, how many clients truly don't?
Oh, I would say about maybe 0 to 1%.
I think most people come to hear exactly what they know.
Yes.
And have been scared to admit.
Yes.
Or come to hear what they know because they need confirmation that they're not crazy.
Yes, because they so feel that they've lost their logic. They so feel that they've been so manipulated, and I call it confucked.
Yeah.
They've been so confused and fucked over that's become their norm. And somebody, the spirit guides, have to pull them back out of that confuckery into reality.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, obviously, I'm on the spirit guide side here, and I'll argue that you're absolutely correct. And whether or not you're here listening because you believe in spirit guides or not, your body will do it.
Oh my God.
Whether or not you feel connected to a universe or a source or an energy of any kind, your body won't lie, right? It'll be in your stance. It'll be in your carriage. It will be in your can't hold your own head up, can't hold a gaze. Like, it will be in the pain that you feel, the aches that you feel, the fatigue that you feel. It just, your body will not lie. It will always tell you how miserable you are.
Yes. Right to the point of for some people, eventually after decades of this, of giving them terminal or really serious illnesses, diseases, all kinds of things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was a really powerful session.
Wow.
Super. You're saying it like you didn't know. Oh, wow. I here for any of it?
Well, I do have a head cold.
You did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for the story. Thank you for the lessons. I think people will really deeply appreciate this week's episode.
Thanks for listening to Coffee with the Sarlows. If you enjoyed the show today, help spread the love with a like, share, or review of the podcast. See you next Saturday with a brand new episode.